gives me great pleasure to welcome my guests to this morning's programme, the lovely Barbara Delaney, local girl, born and bred in Beaumont. Good morning, Barbara. So, Barbara, you are the world champion boxer.
That's right, yeah. I'm a six-time world champion.
Kickboxer, I'd like to add.
Kickboxer. I know, I'm after having the belt on me, Ken.
Yeah,
and
I know, yeah.
Ken is also here as well.
Hello.
Jennifer.
Hey.
So, Barbara, do you want to start off telling us a little bit about your journey? And, I mean, you're doing this a long time for you to be the six-time world champion.
That's right, Leslie. I'm doing it about 12 years now. I was kind of a late starter. I didn't start till I was in my 20s. I just started doing it because I loved it. I was dealing with my brother-in-law. He was teaching a bit of kickboxing down in Phibsborough Boxing Club. And a big shout out to Paddy Delaney and everyone down there for all the help that they give us with spars. But and that's where I met Ken. I went away for a while. When I came back, he'd opened a Fight Club kickboxing, and just started from there. Started training and kept doing it, loved it, and here I am, six-time world champion.
What year did you win a first?
My first world title I won back in 2007 over in the UK.
And was that really nerve-wracking for you?
Yeah, it was. I don't think I've ever been so nervous in my life.
Can I just interject there?
Interject all you like there, Ken.
It was a series of three fights. It was the third fight. Barbara stopped Tiffany Williams in the fourth round, wasn't it?
Yeah,
the fourth round. They'd fought two times already, one apiece, one of the North, one over... In the
UK for a European title. She beat me for a European title before that. So this was the decider, third time lucky. And thankfully I won.
Yay.
So, yeah.
Brilliant it is, do you know what I mean? Like, and then as well as that, like, it's great to have somebody that's from Beaumont, somebody in the media area near FM. Honoured to have you on board here.
Thanks very much.
To talk in a few minutes about upcoming events that are happening. We're going to be here for a good while talking to you about a few different things that are happening. I think that's in October we're going to be talking about.
That's right, yeah. It's on the 4th of October in the Artane Beaumont Family Recreation Centre.
I believe we have a few listeners down the rec this morning.
Well, yeah, I hope so. Anyway, yeah.
Big shout out to the Wreck, everybody. Thanks very much for putting the show on down there in October.
The Wreck are brilliant, aren't they?
And I also want to thank them. They always find somewhere for me to train. Anytime I come down, it's like, yeah, they always find somewhere for me to go. They're brilliant.
Right, Barbara, going back to 2007, okay, so how long were you in training before this took off?
I was actually training quite a few years at that stage, and I was already won. I'd won Irish titles and Four Nations titles. I'd won a couple of titles before that, and as I said, I'd already fought the girl for a European title, and I was just so happy to get the call saying, do you want to fight for a world title? So just got stuck in. It was the first time. It was supposed to be seven rounds. Never fought seven rounds before, so it was it was quite nerve wracking, actually. You know,
and did you just go the seven rounds?
No, I stuffed her in the fourth round.
Oh, you good thing, Barbara. Can we? Ray is texting in there, and he says a message from Ray. You're one superwoman, and the best of luck in the next fight. Now, we were just having a little chat there, and Ken told me, put me in my box really there, told me, like, you know, that I didn't do my homework properly. Well, here we go now. Full contact.
Yep.
Who's going to explain that? Is it going to be yourself or Ken? Let Ken explain it there then.
Simple. You can hit as hard as you like. There you go. That's it in a nutshell.
See, I wouldn't be familiar with different types of boxing sports.
Well, kickboxing has a couple of different disciplines, but the main difference between full contact and light contact is I can knock my opponent out with light contact. You can't. You have to keep it light, and it relies more on skill and combinations. That's what they're looking for. Now, you have full contact, then you have a couple of more disciplines that are full contact disciplines. You have low kick, which is where you can kick below the waist.
Yeah.
Barbara is European champion in that as well. And you have the new one now on the block, which is K1, which is you can knee as well. It's kind of like it's halfway between Muay Thai, Thai boxing and kickboxing. Allows both the different type of athletes to compete in the ring.
Yeah.
But Barbara's main fights are full contact, which kicks her above the waist.
God, Barbara, you're a little size, yeah. You know what? I'm just sitting there looking at you. You're so placid and relaxed and everything. How can you be the kickboxing champion? You're too chilled out, Barbara.
Six-time
world champion, let me add. Absolutely amazing stuff, Barbara. Brilliant. Just so delighted for you. And Ken, you are Barbara's coach.
I am.
And your club...
Unfortunately.
No. Ken, your club is in Brusher Street.
Yep, Brusher Street, WC Parish Centre. Big shout out to them down there. They're very good to us. We're on the fourth floor. We've been there for the past, 12 years?
Yeah.
12 years. Small little club compared to some of the clubs. They're huge. We're a small little club. Well, we have the best fighter in the land with Barbara and my daughter here, Jennifer, up and coming. Just won WKA Irish Full Contact Champion, the cadet one. In Rosna, remind me again, Rosna.
Rosna.
No, somewhere down the country. Was it
really New Ross,
that's the one. Sorry if I offended anyone down in New Ross. But she won it. And she's off now to England in Lincolnshire to fight for European full contact title just after our show in October.
Jennifer, you're only 14 years of age. Like, what do you feel like? Are you nervous?
Yeah, I'm nervous any type of fight.
How many fights have you had altogether?
I don't know.
You lost count at this stage, have you?
Can I just interject again? She's got a lot of what we call light contact fights under her belt, but small little story. When we went down to take that fight, we didn't know what they wanted. We presumed it was an Irish light contact title, only to when we got there to do the weigh-in, and I walked away and Barbara looked behind me and caught me on the shoulder and says, Ken, this is a full contact fight. And I said, no, it's not. There was already a problem with the weight. We settled the weight at 48 kilos, and when we got there, they wanted it at 50 kilos, and they were getting their way. So it was needless to say, I wasn't happy when they wanted a full contact fight, because I hadn't prepped Jennifer for a full contact fight, let alone an away one. So we had a long chat, and we later on decided to take the fight, and Jennifer gave her a standing count the first, standing count the third, and we took the belt home back to Dublin.
My God, Jennifer, and you look at you look like butter would melt in your mouth, honest to God, folks.
First full contact fight ever, first one, deadly, brilliant, great promise.
Well done, good girl, and you're going to be following in Barbara's footsteps.
Yeah.
Please God. Many belts have you altogether, Barbara?
I have 14 belts altogether. I just brought a few today.
Oh, you're such a show off, do you know that?
We couldn't carry them all in.
I'm telling you. I need to get one of those lorries, Eddie Stobart stoppers, get a lorry. But brilliant. The show is going to be taking place on the 4th of October down at the Recreation Centre. I'm going to be down there. I can't wait. And I was on to my sister, Mandy. Hello, Mandy Doyle and Stephen
Mandy.
Doyle. And she was asking for you, and we're all going. We're all going to stand behind you. And Ken pointed something out earlier on there to me. You're not very well known in the area. And do you know something? That's actually, unfortunately, it's true. But I wouldn't go as far as to say that you're not known. But my sister would have been really good friends, more so with Barbara and our sister than I was. So she turned around and she says to me there a couple of years ago, Barbara Delaney is fighting. She's the world kick. And I'm like, what? What? So she, and we had the thing in the house, the computer, and we were looking at you on YouTube. We were like, kill her, Barbara. And my mother and everything, and my mother is listening as well. Morning, Patsy.
Hey, Patsy.
Come here, my mother and everything. We were all watching. We were all saying, that's our friend. So we do need to get the word out there, our local.
Can I just say that there's about three or four fights of Babs online there if you want to go and watch her before October the 4th. But like you said, she's not that well known, and she should be. She's one of the most experienced kickboxers and one of the most decorated kickboxers in the country. There's no female kickboxers with six world titles out there, full contact world titles. Men or women, I have to say. Barbara's regime for training is unparalleled, and we get no funding for it. She's up at 6 in the morning running around. What's that park you're running around?
Ardmore Park. Everywhere doing lots of Ardmore Park.
Ardmore Park at 6 in the morning. You see a little ginger one running around there, you know, 14 in the morning. Give her the wave. Give her the rocky salute there now, because she's out there. Then she's off to work. Then she's back down, excuse me, taking the junior class before I get dug over, and I can be a little bit tough for her, you know. Needless to say, you have to be tough for her when she's trying for fights like that. And then we're off in the car sparring, whether it's down the country or around the city. And then the only day she's really off is Sunday, and then she just kind of sleeps for the day.
Do you sleep for the whole day?
Just about, yeah.
I'd say Kendall's be still on the phone. Barbara, now don't forget to wake up.
You don't know how true you are.
make sure you get your dinner in. Now, decorated, I like that word that you used there, Ken, the most decorated woman in a fight and in the country.
Yeah, not many people know her locally in the area, you know.
Yeah.
Top of the fort, Night of the One, that's what you're going to see her now.
The One.
Night of the One is a set of trilogy of three shows we've done. We've done Night of the Knockouts, which is an all-girl show. All girls, Jennifer and Barbara fought. Barbara headlined it in the rec again. Fielded by some of the top female athletes in the country. And then we done Night of the Legends last year, where we got a lot of, I just want to say, retired, a little more experienced kickboxers back into the ring. And I just want a big shout out to Colin Brennan, who's the instructor in the club, who headlined that show, Barbara's brother-in-law. And he won a Legends Irish title that night. It was a fantastic night. Really,
yeah, it was brilliant. Night. Very good.
Barbara took that night off, but we put the promo on the screen that night. And then this is the tour show, Night of the One, dedicated to Barbara Delaney, the One herself.
And that's your nickname, Barbara, isn't it? One.
Yeah.
Like Rocky. Wasn't Rocky? No,
he was Rocky.
Can't find the song. I'm raging. Do you know that?
Come here, there's a story behind it. One, do you want to hear it?
Yes, we do. I love stories. Well, basically, what else would we be doing?
I know. Basically, we had a show. Bobby Donald did a show down in where was the place down off the Manor?
Oh, Vincent's.
Vincent's. He did a show in Vincent's, and I had about seven fighters on the night. Barbara got the nod for a fourth ever title, the Irish title. So she was kind of top billing the show. But it was, I had a lot of fighters on that night. Things weren't going too well for me down there. It was lose after lose. Another lad got in, he had a row with the referee. The referee threw him out. Things were not too well. So one stage there was a break, and I went outside to talk to my wife Tina. How are you? Shout out to you and Reese. How are you? And I was talking to her and my sister a lot. I said they were outside, and she happened to mention that the boys were telling me they were out in the rip the night before. No names, Brian Epps, remember? I wasn't needed to say too impressed. I went into the change room. I had a little spat. Bought the Lucas, I got thrown at them. But needless to say, we went back out. We got like I think five or six losses back to back. I was not a happy camper. Last fight today, Barbara gets into the ring and saved the day by becoming the first time Irish champion. Hence the name,
the One.
There you go. The if only one on night to do the job properly.
She's the one.
Yeah, okay. Not exactly fighting song. Okay.
Mushy song there now, Lazarus. Come on, control yourself there. But there is a song that you have and you use it for your theme tune, and it's the U2 song, Beautiful Day.
Well, we had a few. I might add, this is the latest one we used for the promo. We had a couple. Anyone is interested in WWE, you mightn't recognise a wrestler called Brock Lesnar. We used Brock Lesnar's song for years. And the whole idea, I thought, was a bit of fun because Brock is a massive guy and Barbara's such a petite little girl. So we used to bring her out to Brock, and then we changed it to CM Punk. But I'm a big fan of WWE, and Punk has just taken his ball and gone home recently, so we kind of knocked this song in the head. And now, we're not going to unveil our new music until October the 4th. So you want to know what the new music is going to be? You have to buy a ticket, get down to the rec on October the 4th, get in there and support your local girl, support Barbara the
One. Yeah, absolutely.
It's only a tenner, isn't it?
The kids for tickets are €10. I think it's tickets are €15 and then €20 on the door.
Well, come here, I'm 10. I'm sure.
Are you impressed? We let you in.
Here, come here, listen, buy our tickets online. I'm terrible saying that, aren't I? Oh, sorry. No, look, come here, at the end of the day, the record putting it on. It's a great facility in the local community, and like that, Barbara is a girl, homegrown community girl as well, I might add.
That's
nice.
You know what I mean? Yes.
And I just, like, for somebody that's on the outside looking in as far as boxing is concerned, and I'm still trying to get my head around this full contact and below the belt and kicking as well, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's so many different things that there is involved in fighting. It's not just as plain and simple as you think. But the kickboxing doesn't seem to be as recognised as the likes of the Katie Taylor boxing.
No, it's not. I think the fact that there's so many different organisations in the kickboxing, and one can't agree with the other, and there's so many factions out there that it's definitely not as well known as orthodox boxing.
Yeah.
You know.
And is that would be full contact boxing, would it?
Boxing is full contact, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you know the way they wear the helmets.
Yeah, well, amateur now would in the kickboxer wear the headgear, but Barbara's fighting pro, so hence the 10 rounds. 10 rounds, folks, not your average 3. 10 rounds pro fight against Spanish girl Katie
Diaz.
She's the Spanish champion, and she's a boxer as well. I think she won some sort of boxing title.
Yeah, she became Spanish champion, boxing champion there recently as well, so... It's going to be a tough one.
Come here. Now, hold on. Before we go any further, please, Barbara. I don't want to laugh. You remember your one with the French one, getting him our makeup and all done?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, tell us about that.
As well as that fight, there's a whole long story goes behind that fight. It was just from start to finish, the Melly Bonnie fight.
Hence the belts. We bought the belts for that reason, to say the story. The belts go in order, okay?
Yeah.
WKA belts, which is the WKA, Jennifer's Irish title, is WKA as well, World Kickboxing Association, the oldest kickboxing association in the world. World Kickboxing Association.
In the world.
I got married in the Hilton to my beautiful wife Tina. Big shout out again. And a couple of months later, we put Barbara's title fight on in the Hilton again, just in the same place that I had a reception. But there was a little story behind that. Barbara and me had a chat, and Barbara politely told me that there was going to be an operation she had to have shortly after, and this could be her last fight, which kind of led to me kind of wanting to put the fight on for her. She was already a one-time world champion at the time. And we says, right, we'll put this on. I told nobody knew about it. Now, she can fill in the details exactly what the operation was, but it was a potential career-ending operation. So, long story short, we went to the organisation. The organisation provided a fighter from Nigeria. And myself and Colm went to the airport. And we paid this on our own penny, by the way. So we went and we brought it in. There was a lot of complications with visas and all these to say. So we went out to the airport, paid for the tickets to pick them up, and the plane arrived. We stood there at the gate and then nobody arrived. So we went back pulling our hair out. What are we going to do? We've no opponent for Barbara. So the association ran around, made a few phone calls, and at the last minute brought in a fighter for her. What was that girl's name?
Renata Zimblisi or something from Hungary.
So anyway, long story short, Barbara got into the ring was scheduled for five. It's a pro-am fight, so it was scheduled for five rounds. But it within the fight, that girl was a southpaw, I think. She was a lot taller than Barbara, and she kept biting Barbara on the head. Or was it you biting her on the head?
No, she kept headbutting me, and she headbutted me one time under the chin, and I ended up biting her on the top of the head.
Long story short, the fight had to be stopped before the end, and the poor old girl had to go to the bone to get stitches in her head. But they don't know what's called
Barbara.
A count back. You do what's called a count back, and Barbara won the fight. Wasn't her best fight, so she went off to do her operation, and 2 years later, she's getting over the operation and the whole lot, and she's saying, "Look, I want to fight again. I wasn't happy how the Hilton went down," and she was wanting me here. So, this is where that Night of the Knockouts started. This is where we did the whole idea of Night of the Knockouts. Before the Night of the Knockouts, we wanted to test Barbara, to see if she was capable of getting back into the ring because of the whole neck and the shoulder thing. So a good friend of mine, Carl Eddington, arranged a fight for us in France against this girl called Melanie Bonny, who's a bit of a star over there. She's got her own TV show or something over there.
What?
Yeah, a bit of a star, model, polo. Go online, look her up. She's anyway, long story short.
Melanie Bonny. After you got your hands in
the fight there? Ever happened, actually. There was some complications, some politics got involved, and that was set for kind of late November. And what I wanted as a warm-up fight was actually turning into a 10-round pro fight, and we were untested at 10 rounds, let alone the neck. So anyway, the fight didn't happen because of politics, but the guy that Carl introduced us to, the head of the organisation, said he put it on in England. He put it on very close. He wanted to do a show, I think it was the 13th of December, which was really close to Christmas, and I didn't want to do it, you know. It was very close to Christmas. Long story short, he said because one girl is from Ireland, one girl is from France, he didn't want to fund the money for the title. So we had to, this was an unusual one, you had to pay your own way over. Normally you get brought over, they pay it. Long story short, Colm was just after having his twins. Yeah, so he couldn't. He says, "Ken, look, I can't go. We've got to help the end out with the twins." So I had to rope in Jennifer, who was about 11 at the time, to the corner with me. So we decided to take the ferry rather than fly, and we went in Barbara's car. So we battled up the car 2 days before the fight, and I don't know if you remember back time, but the weather was atrocious. It was absolutely unbelievable.
Oh, really bad weather,
so we drove over with the sat nav and a big bag of sweets in the car, and off we went in the ferry, and the ferry got stuck out the docks, wasn't allowed into the harbour for 2 hours. When we got to the other side, we drove and the car was buffeted left, right and centre. We left at 6:30 in the morning. We didn't arrive at the destination. Thank God for that sat nav. We got there at 11:30 that night. We were killing each other in the car.
Oh God, absolutely.
Down at one stage, and this guy was like Scooby Doo. This guy came out wearing a lantern and he waved around. He said, "Not going through here, the weather's too bad." He turned us back around. We ended up in some city and got the sat nav rerouted us, and we went some long way. But we got there in the end. Anyway, I didn't even bring a coat with me. I was freezing. So we got to the venue the next day, and Melanie walked in with everything from cameras to a big posse of people. They all had t-shirts on with our face posing and the whole lot. And we were second from last because there was a Dutch team over as well. And one of his own guys. And to say was going to last. So we waited all day. It was a very nervous day. Barbara hadn't been tested in 10 rounds. She hadn't been tested in 2 or 3 years. And this girl had a reputation. You probably didn't hear this, but she's a savate fighter. It's a VAT, it's French kickboxing. They wear these very ugly suits and they fight with steel tip shoes. So she.
Boots or something?
Yeah, they're like boots. They're like little shoes.
Kill Bill.
Anyway, long story short, we got into the ring. Jennifer Dunne McConnor with me and. We took her 10 rounds, we won every round, and I think she broke her thumb, Barbara smashed her face. She was in a bit of a bad way when she left. She rolled up online when she ran home that the fix was in, but we never met Chris Jansen-Pierce before. We never met him. We were very upset over that. The win was fantastic, and that fight is online. Moving forward after that fight,
I've seen that fight.
Yes, it's one of our best fights, actually.
That's deadly. That was the one we were all in the kitchen going, kill her!
And then moving forward in a couple of months, then we put the knockouts on in the rec, and we brought over a Thai boxing champion, Anna Roxo, to fight for Pro-Am WIMAAO and this belt here, the WKL belt. We put an 8-round fight on for that in the rec. You were dying with flu that day.
Yeah, I was sick as a dog. I woke up that morning, smothering.
These are the things fighters have to contend with. You can't let out to the public, you know what I mean? But she was dying with flu. We took Anna 8 rounds, and Barbara won again. And then we done a return then in Portugal a couple of months later. Myself and Colm actually went this time with Barbara. One of her disciplines, a low kick discipline. That's online as well. We fought her 5 rounds. Barbara gave her a standing count the 4th round, bashed the head off her then for the other 4. And she became European WKA low kick champion as well. So that's the whole story behind the belt. So that trilogy of fights, you'll see that the standard Barbara has and how good she is. So there you go.
Brilliant. I'm so proud of you, Barbara. You know what? Your work is just a credit to you. Now we're going to play a track of music and go to a quick break. When we come back after that, I want to talk about them little sweets that you said you were eating in the car. We want to discuss that with you, Ken. And we're going to talk about your diet and people. I want to talk about people getting involved in the sport itself, how it's growing in the country. This track that we're going to go to, Ken, this is a beautiful day from you two. My little boy Kyle is in the house as well. Kyle, do you want to introduce this track, love? To you two, your favourite you two song, Beautiful Day. Come on, this is Kyle. Say hello, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
Hey, Kyle.
And Kyle has actually been enjoying the belts as well, weren't you, Kyle?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is now You Two, Beautiful Day.
You Two, Beautiful Day.
Yes, it is, baby. And you're very welcome back to Lifeline here on Near FM with myself, Leslie Murphy, the gorgeous Barbara Delaney and the lovely Ken and Jennifer, who are also in the house. And we're talking about all these kickboxing things. And I'm actually getting an education here this morning. A lot of stuff that I didn't know. Now, Ursula, I want to just say that you think that Barbara is a great girl and she's doing a lot of achievements and well done to her and best luck in the future. Also, we have a big shout out there to Louise McGrain, and we have a few questions in there from Ray, and we're going to address those questions now in a minute. But first of all, before we go back to talking about that, I wanted to ask Ken about your diet, Barbara, and how do you keep her on the straight and narrow, and just keep her away from the chipper and the Chinese and all the old dirty stuff, Barbara? What's the story there?
Well, I don't need to stand over with a whip now or anything, but it's up to the fighter themselves about their diet. Like, depending, for example, Jennifer has to get down to 47 kilos for her next fight because she's fighting at their weight. She should basically cut down on the carbs keep her weight fairly tight and her diet fairly tight. But the best person to ask about the diet would be Barbara, not me, because she's the one that's on it. As you can see, I enjoy a nice variety of food. Because I don't fight anymore, I'm quite happy to eat what my wife prepares.
Are you the next fighter, Ken?
I'm a former fighter. I don't do it anymore. I much enjoy my role now as an instructor and not having to go through all the pressure that I do, because it's a very tough life. But
what did you specialise in, or what did you win?
I went up as far as European. I was European champion. Then a car crash ended it for me. But a drunk driver hit me, and that was the end of it. Pains in my ankle, and that was it for me. Ah. Oh, sure. Look, I'm happy about it. Like, I've got Barbara, and I've got Jennifer, and I've got the club going for the last 12 years. And you know, I'm a recognised name around the country doing the sport. You know what I mean? Yeah. I have a 7-degree black belt. I mean, I'm doing all right. I'm happy enough. You know what I mean? Mm. But look, hey, ask Barbara about the diet. Come on, Barbara, chime in there.
More so than that, I'm on diets. Most of the time, I have to drop weight more so than put on weight. But it's a very strict diet. As Ken said, cut out the carbs, and it's very lean protein and nutrients and very small portion of carbs.
So just say, you don't mind me asking you, Barbara, what would be a rough daily intake, if you don't mind? Because, like, I forget who texted in there looking for, what are you laughing at, Ken?
Because his numbers is not Barbara's forte.
Are you going to help us get skinny? I think Ursula said, no, Olga said that earlier on.
I'll tell you what I eat, but I wouldn't know how many calories is in it, though, to be honest with you.
I think you're a bit of a natural, Barbara.
We were chatting about this outside, and I said, she's going to ask you about the numbers. She's got a bit of carb counting, I'm telling you now.
I just start off, I'd have like a slice of toast for breakfast. I'd say for a break, then I'd probably add about an hour or two later, probably have an orange. And for lunch, then I'd have about a couple of tablespoons of boiled rice, boiled chicken and vegetables.
That's not too bad.
And then when I come home later on, just a plain sandwich on whole grain bread. Yeah. That's it. That's my day.
She's the stomach the size of a walnut.
Do you ever crave, like...
anything.
And are you allowed to have treats?
If I'm real strict on the diet, no, I won't.
Yeah.
Because there's no point. If you have a treat, then you're only putting yourself back up and you're making more work for yourself. But, like, coming up to the fight, I always have a food that I'm going to eat when the fight's over.
May I just point out, what happens is before the fight, they get on the scales. The two girls and the two coaches get on the scales in front of an independent witness, normally the head man of the organisation.
Yeah.
And if Barbara's overweight, she's to get onto a rope or get out running before the fight. So if she's a 10-round fight, Barbara has to do a lot of running, or her opponent for that matter. You know what I mean? So,
listen to me. Hold on a second. Let me get this straight. So, just say, like, what? So, on average, if you were a little bit over, what would you be over? Like, an ounce or something?
Some organisations nowadays are letting you have a 0.5 variance. But for the most part, if Barbara has to be 48, 50, whatever it's going to be, Barbara has to be a shade under 50, shade under 48. And if she's not, and I've had to do this with fighters, and I had fighters do it for me. Off you go. Get a big heavy hoodie on and get onto a skipping rope, or start jogging, or get into a sauna. Do what you have to do. Sometimes it's not bad. If you're fighting for a big fight, you'll get 24 hours before the fight when you'll do the weigh-in. Sometimes you get there in the day, and it's like 3 hours before the actual fight, the whole night will start.
Yeah.
And you'll be running around trying to make the weight. Your coach won't be happy either.
And come here to me. So would you lose a pound?
Some people, you lose up to a kilo. Do you know, some fighters have to lose a kilo.
As I said, if Barbara has them bag of chips, she goes home and it all adds up, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Really, Barbara, just not a pick on you for the love. Look at you, gorgeous.
For the bigger title fights, the more serious fighters, like, they take it seriously. And Ireland has a fantastic amount of champions over here. We've a great record in kickboxing. It's absolutely fantastic the amount of champions we have over here.
Yeah.
You know, they all take it serious. And the WK are sending over the team to Unified Championships then in the middle of October, and they've fantastic rail fighters going over there. You know, we really do have a high standard over here, and they do take it serious.
Well, then let's ask, you said it was okay to talk about, we have a question in from a listener, and the listener wants to know is how come she's not in the Olympics.
It's not a recognised Olympic sport.
There you go.
Why is it not?
Well, they're trying at the moment. Excuse me. They're trying at the moment. There's lots of talk of putting light contact in, I think, but it's a minority sport at the end of the day. I don't exactly know how the Olympic Committee works and how you go on, but they done taekwondo a while ago as an introductory sport. I'm not too sure if that's still going ahead. Does anyone know? I remember.
I don't know.
But it's very difficult to get into the Olympics. MMA might get in quicker than us. You know what I mean? But it's not a recognised sport. So.
Now, Ken, MMA, what's that?
Well, that's basically us rolling on the floor with wrestling moves, wrestling holds, and jiu-jitsu holds and locks as well.
MMA.
Mixed martial arts.
Oh, you just one of the cage?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but we fought in cages, and they're very close to following. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Would you be a cage fighter as well, Barbara?
No, I had one fight in a cage, and it's not all it's cracked up to be, let me tell you.
I know, because come here, I've been loads of girls like are dating cage fighters. That's the thing, the best job to have at the moment. Lads out there, if you're looking to, you know, how can you click the moths? That's what you do. You tell them that you're a cage fighter. Hang on, we have a text in there. Lads, go on, you just keep talking, because I'm getting old. I have to strain myself to read this.
We'll have a chat. What are you doing after? You going for a cup of coffee?
We are so proud of you, Barbara, Ken, in the Fight Club, and you're coming, love, and you're fighting Jenny, love from Tina.
Ah, thanks, Ken.
And Ken's wife, kiss.
Love you.
Ah, no, that lovely. Anybody else want to get a text in there? It's 087 69 44 500. Or if you want to do it the old fashioned way, 867 1190. Now, getting back to this question, Olympic sport. So, is there a way that you can push for a Ken?
No, me personally, no. I let the higher ups try and do that.
Yeah. I think they are trying to they are trying to get it in, but I don't know how far along they are in the process. It probably takes years to try and get a sport into the Olympics. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I think it would be too late for me if they ever do anyway.
Look, I mean, I'm not going to knock the Olympics around, but there are some stupid sports in it. Like, do you ever see some of the ones from England? Now, I'm not going to say anything like, you know what I mean, but, like, you know, there are some ridiculous sports in it.
The dancing in the pool, I don't get that one myself.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's you, you're out, you're running around Ardmore Park in Beaumont, in the morning at 6
if you see
o'clock.
Her, give her a 5-5. Get out and support her 4th of October, night at 1, Barbara Delaney.
You're in the park there. Just put a bit of background music on there. And you know what I mean? That's our Barbara there now. When you see her in the morning down in Ardmore Park running around, actually, look at. Yeah, we're going to save that track for a little bit later on.
I have to give Mal a bit of a shout out. He has this dog that's about the size of a horse, and when I see them coming, I have to run the other way because the dog starts chasing me.
Go away,
oh,
does
seriously?
It?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So does the dog let out?
No, he only wants to play, but he's that big. And he knocks me over because I'm terrified.
Barbara, what is your family? Are your family great support? Oh,
absolutely,
you?
Yeah. No, they're all like they go to all the fights as much as they can. And he fights away, they come as much as they can, and yeah, they just love it. My poor mother's half dead, but anyway.
But you know what? I'd say that you took them all by surprise because you're quiet enough as a girl growing up. Because I knew you personally, and you were quiet enough compared to me.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, do you know me? But compared to you, I was definitely quiet. Yeah.
Look, I was really quiet, Barbara. You're not getting that 20 bucks now after. No, but come here. No, I'd say like that when you went into it, your mum's kind of saying to you, you know, you're what? You know, it's probably yeah, yeah. Something for a pair. And it's different for you, Ken.
Small story.
Yeah?
I don't know what I'm giving out for this. I think it was Colm's 40. Do you remember that? She kind of warned me when you were starting fighting. I was sitting in there. I think Colm will fill you in on this, but I think with Colm's 40, they had it in a place in
off the Iona Road.
He was down there, yeah, yeah. And, you were only getting going to the fighting, and I was sitting there minding your business, and I didn't even know your mouth from Adam, and she come up, she kind of warned me, you don't get my daughter hurt. I was like, I didn't know what to say to the woman. Now look at her now. Yeah, see that, Barbara? Didn't get her hurt. She's hurting everybody else.
And your mum's Barbara as well.
She is, yes. Yeah.
I love your mum. She's a lovely woman. How are you, Barbara, if she's listening?
Oh, she really, I'd say
I
would
say all, and we have Mary Hickey. Did we mention Mary Hickey is tuned in, and Pauline and Olivia Muckler and all the gang from Beaumont, all the old supporters. Don't forget, lads, we can have should that be the reunion that on Facebook that they're always talking about, the 4th of October in the Recreation Centre, you know?
Yes, I totally agree, yeah.
Yeah, now come here, I'm fascinated with this diet thing. I'm not going to dwell on it, but there's this one question.
Excuse me.
You're terrible, you are.
I know.
Do you know the way you said that you'll have a food after?
Yeah, yeah.
That thing. What does that be like? What does it?
Every fight, it's just, it comes into my head. And it, sometimes it's either chip or chips and chicken and chips, or else it's like sometimes it's McDonald's. Yeah, yeah, it could be Burger King, curry chips. I don't know. Sometimes it comes into my head, and for weeks that's all I'm dreaming of. I go to bed dreaming of this.
Barbara, do you ever be scared? I know you probably are. Got this one on the floor. You said
there's always nerves. So like there'd be something wrong with you if you weren't nervous.
Nerves are good though.
Yeah. But you just have to focus on nerves. You know what I mean? I'd be terrible. Like it's very nerve wracking. You go to bed for weeks, they're counting down, and then only 8 more days, 7 more days. It is very nerve wracking.
Yeah.
But the minute the bell goes in the ring, though, all the nerves go, and it's
really right,
yeah, they're ding ding, and that's it. All the
you're
nerves.
You're trying to them once the bell goes. That's it. You're trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're alone. You're trying.
Jennifer, do you feel nervous when you're going in for a fight? Does your nerves get the better of you, or do you be okay?
No, I do be all right sometimes. Depends.
Would you not be like Barbara dreaming about it?
Oh yeah, I would.
Would you? And do you like that? You know the way the dieting. Do you have anything that you really look forward to having?
I don't know. Anything.
I'll tell you what now, considering this one's coming up and it's the lowest she's going to fight at now for, she'll probably be able to come back after the fight and tell you what she's craving for, because this is the lowest weight now she's going to be over in England
yeah.
on October the 11th. So if she's going to have any cravings, it'll be from now till then. So she'll tell you after, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, good girl. Yeah, you'll have to keep us posted. Now, this is not the first time he's going to be here. He's going to come back before the next few...
Do you know what you should do? You should come over to the rec one time and we'll get the pads out. We'll do a class with you. That's what we should do.
Yeah, definitely.
Actually, I'm joining a gym in September.
And honestly, not James, that I need to.
No, of course you don't.
You need to go down to us. Get Barbara to run you on the pads or something and you get a feel for it. The next time you bring us in, you'll be able to say, now I'm speaking from experience.
Kyle is at the volunteer in Dare Ken. Kyle, would you like to do kickboxing? Would you love?
Yeah.
What would you like to do? Okay, that was a great conversation, Kyle.
I didn't get a yes or a no, by the way. I'm still waiting.
Of me?
yeah, absolutely, yeah. And then you made me come in and say, look, I've done it, and, you know.
Well, it's a yes off Kyle, it's a yes off me. Three yeses, we're going. But, seriously, it's fascinating. I have to say it is, it's fascinating. And I mean, there's so much that we can talk about, you know, about the fighting and all, and the belts. Now, how many belts do you have there?
I have three.
Jennifer Brauhor as well.
And Jennifer Brauhor as well. We're going to go through the belts in a minute, but we're going to take a track of music first. Is that okay, folks?
Sure.
It's 11:15 here on Lifeline, and Barbara Delaney in the house, Ken and Jennifer, and you're very welcome along. We've 15 minutes left of the programme, and sure, come here. We couldn't have Barbara and Co in the house without playing this track. You know yourself, this is the old Rocky Balboa. Barbara, do you get twatted with that song?
Yeah, I do actually.
I wish you could hear it. We had to play a bit of it.
Of course, yeah.
Now, we've a text in from Nerys is wants to say, Daddy, I'm the next champ to fight when I'm bigger. That's your daughter, your other daughter.
That's the youngest.
How many children have you, Ken?
Two, and she's in the Sharks class. We have a Sharks class in the gym, which is for 6-year-olds. Barbara looks after the Sharks. You want to talk about the Sharks?
Yeah, for 6 to 10-year-olds, and as well as learn how to kickbox, play games, and it's all fun. And we'll be starting back our class in September.
Yeah, and that's what we were going to talk about.
Love you, honey.
Exactly, like about the classes, the gym. It's not a gym; it's a club.
It's a club. Fight Club is the name.
Fight Club.
But it's a gym.
So tell us then. So
it's a small gym.
Tell me, Ken. What way does it work? How can people get involved? And it is.
Give me a shout. We have a website sort of working at the moment. I can get in touch with me number. Get me number on Facebook, or I can give you my number. 085-718-3139. Come on down, take a class. If you like it, stay with it. It's a small class. We do classes Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then we use Broadstone on a Saturday. Thanks to Paddy Delaney, we go in there and we do some sparring on a Saturday in Finsbury Boxing Club.
Yeah.
We're always busy. We've got a junior class as well as a Sharks class. We've got some good little fighters there. Big shout out to the Jabberlock brothers, Dominic as well, Lee off the junior class.
Good on you guys.
Yeah, and then we have a senior class, so they all kind of overlap by half an hour. And it's good fun down there. It's good fun, keeps you fit. As I said to you off air, I said it's not an easy fix. You can't get fit quick, but whatever you put in, you get out.
Yeah.
You also learn a sport, you learn a discipline. You learn to look after yourself. We're a very competitive club, so we compete as well. If you're interested in competing, we're always doing one show or another. We run our own shows. We do grading system as well. Jennifer holds a second degree black belt, Barbara holds a fourth degree, I hold a seventh degree. It's fun. It's tough, but it's fun.
You know something, Ken, getting back to Ray's question there a few minutes ago about the Olympics, and from the listening to you guys and you talking about the discipline and the hard work that goes into it, and I'd seen a few of the fights as well online, and then I did see one in the rec. We were upstairs drinking now, mind you.
Yous were in the windows. We won't talk about it. The rec said he covered the windows
we were banging at the windows going, yeah,
okay.
We were
banging
at the
No, no.
Well, that up. Can I just bring up a point there? We fund everything ourselves. We get nothing. We get no grants, no nothing. So we put on the rec, everything comes out of myself, Barbara's, Colin Brennan, and Cheyenne Loughlin, who's were the four of us at Simply Well Promotions. We put all the money into them shows. We get no funding for nothing. So the only money we get back would be the ticket money on the door.
Yeah.
So when, for example, when Katie comes over, now Katie's getting paid for fighting Barbara's, we have to pay Katie. Our coach comes over, we fly them over, we put them up in the hotel and we feed them, and Katie gets paid as well.
Yeah.
Everything comes out of air pockets. Now Barbara has a few small sponsors that she wants to mention as well.
We
are genuinely looking for anyone interested in getting behind Barbara and sponsoring, helping us out with these shows, because
I think that if there's anybody out there and they are in a position to sponsor Barbara, don't, if you snooze you lose, because you're going to be whipped. She is. I mean, let's face it, it's the tip of the iceberg for you now, yeah. Barbara. Come on, 6 titles. You're the only person in the country that's ever done it. And probably in the world, is she the only woman?
No, there would be other champions that would have more titles. Definitely in Ireland.
Yeah, because, and that was the question, just before you go on to that, Barbara, just that was the question, Ken. You talk about discipline and your diet and exercising and stuff like that. There's as much in it as karate.
Yeah.
Well, then why is it not in the Olympics?
We're not a recognised sport. It's a minority sport.
Oh,
please. But look, I tell you now, Barbara trains as hard as any Olympic boxer. If not harder, because they get grants and stuff. Barbara has, in between training, has to go to work and earn a living. And by the way, has a second job in the rec. So she works for Richard doing the clothes thing during the day. Yeah. And then at the weekend, in between sparring during the day with me or whatever, then she goes to the rec then in the evening and then pulls points. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention the rec. The rec recently hung a picture, which was very nice. A picture of Barbara's last fight, a picture of Barbara holding her belt, has been hung up at the sports bar in the rec. It's a very nice picture. So anyone drinking down the rec can see her in the corner. She's standing in the ring with her hand up, and because they've helped us out before, Simply Well Promotions got them the belt, the rec belt, we called it. It's been framed up on the wall, so it's in the sports bar. So anyone doesn't know who Barbara is,
it's called the rec belt.
The rec belt. It's up on the wall, framed. It looks fantastic, and it's up there the last couple of months. But if anyone's going to figure it out when they come in for a point, go, what is that? What is that belt on the wall? That is Barbara Delaney, 6-time world full contact champion. I works in that bar and it's fighting 4th of October. So get out the border.
Yeah, definitely.
Well done, Barbara. We sure have talent in Montrose. Good luck in the future from Mary Hickey.
Oh, thanks very much, Mary.
Well, Ken, I think that we're on a mission now to get Barbara's name out there more so than it's been in the past.
Yeah.
And to get kickboxing recognised as an Olympic sport, why shouldn't it be? And you like that, exactly what you just had to say in there yourself. And if there is anybody in a position out there to sponsor Barbara, you know, Barbara is going to win. And she's going places. And you'd be raging then that you didn't. That right, Barbara?
Yeah, absolutely, Leslie, definitely.
Barbara, is kickboxing for you, is it something that's like a passion for you?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I started it, back when I started, I had my first fight, and I just fell in love with it. I love the training. I just love doing it. I wouldn't be here, 12 years later, still doing it if I didn't have a passion for it. I absolutely love it. Love everything about it.
And what about yourself? Do you love it, or did your dad make you do it?
Oh, I do like it. I love it, yeah.
She prefers One Direction.
Did you go to see One Direction, did you?
She did.
Barbara,
get this. Barbara went twice in 3 days.
Barbara Delaney, you went twice to One Direction.
Yeah, with two different people, with Jennifer and Emmy Neeson.
I can't say that, and I went with my friend's daughter. But Jennifer, are you influenced into, like, you know, taking it after your father, as you know, into kickboxing? Do you feel as if it's what you should be doing?
Yeah.
Is it a really big part of your life, or do you kind of sometimes do you dread it?
No, it's always there. It's a big part.
Can I interject? I'm sorry for hogging all your airtime, but Jennifer's been in the gym since she could. Well, she was in nappies. She was always training, but she's always been in the gym. My pictures at home when she was barely able to walk, knocking around the floor. And the same with Narice. Narice is there knocking around. And I wanted to give them that. It was something I could give them back. Do you know what I mean? I'm not academically sound. I'm not going to be able to teach them how to whatever. But I can teach them kickboxing. And I always say she'll always have it, no matter where she goes. If she gets older and goes travels around the world, she'll always have her kickboxing. She can teach herself. She's doing all right fighting, and she's better than she thinks. So it was something I want to give them back personally.
That what makes you beautiful. You know, she doesn't know how good she is. Do you get me?
Yeah.
Now, the T-shirts, girls, that you are wearing, I think... We wanted them to, they're lovely t-shirts. Are they?
Thank you.
Are they from your club? Have you one on you as well?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yours just doesn't look as petite and sexy as the girls.
Jennifer's wearing an actual fight. Turn around, Jen. This is what Jennifer wears to the ring. And we have similar t-shirts as well, see?
Jennifer Malloy. Baby Wild Thing. Yay, baby.
Jennifer took mine. I gave her my name. So I used to be the Wild Thing when I fought. Now she's Baby Wild Thing. So.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And Barbara is the one.
Well, we actually have Barbara's own logo. I was looking at it and I should have worn it, but Barbara has her own logo, so we should have worn the logo t-shirts. I never done to me.
Ah, well, it's just now coming up to we have to wrap up, we've 2 minutes.
I just want to give a shout out to there is a couple of people that have sponsored me so far, and a big shout out to Vinnie and Joe from Swan Catering, and to Paddy Wafer, and also Artane Aquatics and the A1. Thanks very much.
Can I just say, guys, get behind her. She's a local Beaumont Artane girl. She's been there all her life. She's understated like Superman. She's a bit like Clark Kent going around with the glasses during the day, but when she whips off the glasses and the S comes out, she's an awesome fighter. Guys, get out there and support her. We need your support to buy tickets. We need your support for sponsorship. Come on, guys, 4th of October in the rec. Come on, get out there and support her.
It's going to be number 7.
Yeah, baby. And for anybody who is watching on webcam, hold them belts up there, girls. Kyle wants to say something as well. What do you want to say, Kyle? I don't know. Come on, what do you want to say? This is me little shy boy. School, summer holiday boredom, you know, all the kids. Kids, make the most of it because it won't be long. They're holding up the belts there now to the webcam. So anybody that's tuned in there, Billy Ray, I hope you got your webcam sorted out. And fabulous, absolute great achievements there.
Thanks for having us today, Leslie.
Not at all.
Thanks so much for having us.
Come here, are you joking me? It's actually been my pleasure. It was absolutely fantastic having you here. And I have to say, I'm really, really looking forward to the 4th of October. And going down to direct, and before the 4th of October, sure, come here. It's only what's today, it's only the 7th of August, September. We've 2 months to Bunny Boyle's. We'll have to have yous in again.
And we'll have to do that training session, don't forget.
Oh, yes.
Oh, for the love, now, Mosh Abel. Okay, so Baby Wild Thing, Jennifer Malloy. Is going to be giving more for us. We're not finished hearing about you. And Barbara Delaney, they won. And not to forget the brilliant Ken Malloy, who makes it all possible. And do you want to give out your details at the gym there before you go, Ken?
Barbara, shoot there. You go.
We're based in the Holy Family Parish Centre in Prussian Street, Dublin 7. Come down. We're down Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Tuesday, 7 o'clock. Wednesday, 8 o'clock. And Thursday, 7:30. Thanks very much.
085-718-3139. Catch me on that number or get me on Facebook at fightclubdublin@yahoo.com.
Brilliant. Don't forget, folks, fightclubdublin@yahoo.com, and get Ken on 085-718-3139. Okay, well, I'm afraid that's all that we have time for on Lifeline this morning. It's been my pleasure bringing the lovely Barbara, Jennifer and Ken to you this morning, and wishing them all continuing success. Don't forget to get in contact with us if you do know anybody that would like to sponsor Barbara and the guys. And for myself, Leslie Murphy, have a fantastic weekend. I'll see you all next week. Thanks to everybody who texted us in and tuned in. Adios, Lon Lathog is Guru Mahogut.